Today on our podcast, we delve into the dynamic world of business, ranging from Amazon's legal battles and Jeff Bezos's strategic share sell-offs, to the legacy of Daiso's founder Hirotake Yano, the financial and legal challenges facing Donald Trump's empire, Elon Musk's strategic moves and controversies, Tesla's Berlin expansion hurdles, the post office's compensation dispute saga, and Walmart's strategic acquisition of Vizio to boost its advertising capabilities. Capturing the essence of transformation, controversy, and innovation in the global business landscape. This week, Amazon has captured the spotlight with several significant developments that underscore its influence in the tech industry and the broader business world. At the center of legal and labor attention, Amazon, alongside SpaceX and Trader Joe's, is contesting a dispute with the National Labor Relations Board. This legal battle underscores the escalating tensions between major corporations and labor unions, spotlighting the ongoing debates over workers' rights and corporate practices. Financially, Amazon's founder Jeff Bezos has caused a stir in the stock market by selling a substantial amount of his shares. Over the past week, he has sold shares worth $2 billion, with his total sales for the week reaching an impressive $6 billion. This action has fueled online discussions, with many reacting humorously or speculatively to the significant transaction. Further analysis reveals Bezos's broader financial strategy, where he sold about $2.4 billion in Amazon stock recently, part of his larger $8.5 billion share sale plan for Amazon as of February. This financial maneuvering has brought Bezos's vast wealth and strategic planning to the forefront of public conversation. In a move marking a significant corporate milestone, Amazon will be included in the Dow Jones Index starting February 26th. This inclusion is a testament to Amazon's profound impact on the global market and its established status as a formidable force in the tech sector under Bezos' leadership. These developments collectively paint a picture of Amazon and Jeff Bezos as formidable influencers in the realms of e-commerce, corporate, and financial practices, challenging the status quo and setting new precedents. We will continue to provide updates and in-depth analysis on these stories, exploring their implications for Amazon, its stakeholders, and the larger market landscape. In today's news segment, we honor the life of Hirotake Yano, the visionary founder of Daiso, who recently passed away at the age of 80. Yano revolutionized the retail industry with his pioneering concept of the Japanese discount store chain, which resonates with the idea of a dollar store, but is renowned worldwide for its affordability and wide product range. Under Yano's leadership, Daiso became a beloved household name, synonymous with both quality and value, embodying his innovative approach to discount shopping. His passing marks the end of an era for the retail empire he built, but his legacy endures through the global presence of Daiso stores, continuing his mission to bring joy and utility to millions. In recent news, former U.S. President Donald Trump finds his business empire under strain amid significant legal and financial challenges, even as he continues to assert victimhood and hint at a political resurgence. Despite dodging what is often dubbed a corporate death penalty, Trump faces dire consequences following a civil fraud case that culminated in a $355 million fine against him. This ruling also compels him to pay an additional $99 million in fines and interest, amounting to a staggering $454 million, and disqualifies him from holding any corporate executive positions in New York for 3 years. Such developments have dealt a severe blow to the Trump family business empire, branding it with accusations of financial fraud, hefty fines, and business restrictions, particularly in New York, thereby tarnishing the Trump brand's reputation. Amid these challenges, Trump ventured into new territories by launching a sports shoe line, revealed at SneakerCon, shortly after the imposition of the hefty fines. Nonetheless, this new endeavor met with skepticism and was poorly received, evidenced by an audience's negative reaction. In contrast, a unique aspect of Trump's continued influence was the auction of a pair of his autographed golden sneakers, which fetched $9,000 from a Russian businessman in Philadelphia, showcasing the varied public perception and value of Trump-associated memorabilia. Moreover, amidst these personal and business tribulations, Trump's political maneuvers are closely watched, with the considerable financial settlements, potentially fueling rivalry against President Joe Biden in upcoming electoral contests. Despite the significant legal and financial setbacks, Trump's business prospects saw a glimmer of hope as U.S. regulators approved the merger between Digital World Acquisition Corp. and Trump Media and Technology Group. These developments have sparked a broader debate about the business climate in New York, with Trump warning of a potential exodus and commentators like Kevin O'Leary labeling New York an uninvestable mega-loser state. The unfolding saga of Donald Trump's business and political ambitions, alongside the substantial legal and financial hurdles, continues to captivate and unsettle observers, raising questions about his future influence and legacy. In the latest developments surrounding tech magnate Elon Musk, significant changes and controversies have emerged, particularly with his space exploration venture, SpaceX, and across other facets of his expansive business empire. Elon Musk has made the strategic decision to move the legal headquarters of SpaceX from Delaware to Texas, a move that seems to signal a growing disenchantment with Delaware's legal environment. This decision comes notably after a judge invalidated Musk's $55.8 billion compensation package from Tesla, another pillar of his business portfolio, and amidst Musk's calls for companies to reconsider their legal domiciles following his own legal issues in Delaware. Additionally, Elon Musk has not held back his opinions on various issues affecting the tech, social media, and electric vehicle EV sectors. He has been particularly outspoken about his concerns over censorship in the United States, accusing the government of efforts to stifle free speech on social platforms. This criticism aligns with Musk's self-styled image as a defender of free expression. Despite the controversies and relentless attacks this stance invites in the tech and social media realms. Within the competitive landscape of the EV market, Musk has also shared his bleak outlook on the futures of electric vehicle manufacturers, Lucid and Rivian. He expressed doubts about Lucid's continuity and starkly suggested that Rivian might face bankruptcy in the next 18 months, highlighting the fierce competition and market challenges within the EV industry. In a lighter, though related legal matter, a small takeaway owner recently encountered the vast reach of Musk's business influence, losing a trademark dispute with Tesla. This incident adds another layer to the diverse and often contentious legal challenges associated with Musk's ventures. As Elon Musk contends with these diverse challenges, ranging from strategic corporate relocations and legal disputes to vocal criticisms of social media policies and the competitive EV market, the move of SpaceX's headquarters to Texas emerges as a notably pivotal moment. This relocation potentially marks the beginning of a new chapter for SpaceX and Musk's broader business narrative, amidst ongoing social media controversies, legal battles, and the evolving dynamics of the EV industry. We will continue to monitor these unfolding stories and more in the dynamic sphere of tech and innovation, where Elon Musk undeniably remains a central and closely watched figure. In the latest Tesla news, the electric vehicle behemoth is facing significant hurdles in its ambition to expand its Berlin Gigafactory, particularly in Grünheide, a town near Berlin. The local populace has demonstrated considerable resistance to Tesla's expansion plans, with a local referendum revealing that a striking 65% of voters are against the project. This opposition is primarily rooted in environmental concerns, with residents prioritizing the protection of their local environment over the industrial expansion proposed by Tesla. Amidst this contentious push for growth, Robin Denholm, Tesla's board chair, has attracted criticism for what is perceived as inadequate oversight of Elon Musk's leadership. Despite the clear public sentiment against the expansion, Tesla has sought to address the concerns through cooperation and dialogue with the community. The company has emphasized the economic benefits and job opportunities that the expansion would bring, attempting to find a middle ground between these advantages and the environmental issues raised by the Grünheide residents. The firm stance taken by the residents of Grünheide represents a significant obstacle for Tesla, potentially impacting the future of its expansion plans for the Berlin Gigafactory. This situation also serves as a cautionary tale for investors, highlighting the challenges that Tesla may face in its global expansion endeavors. As we continue to monitor this unfolding story, the focus remains on how Tesla will navigate these challenges and what this may mean for its European operations. In recent Postal Service news, a growing dispute has captured the interest of business leaders, government figures, and the wider public. The controversy centers around Henry Staunton, the ex-chairman of the Post Office, who is embroiled in a contentious debate over the delay of compensation payouts related to the Horizon software scandal. Staunton alleges he was directed by a senior civil servant, purportedly to help the government's image post-election, to postpone compensation to affected postmasters. This claim has led to a public dispute with Business Secretary Kemi Badenoch, with each party vehemently defending their position. The situation escalated when Staunton publicized a call note he claimed substantiates his allegations, prompting MPs to demand an investigation into potential governmental interference in the compensation process. In response, Badenoch has firmly denied in Parliament any suggestion that Staunton was told to delay the payouts. Central to the unfolding drama are the implications for the victims of the Horizon scandal, with Staunton maintaining that his actions are in their best interest. Civil servant Sarah Munby has also been implicated in the controversy, accused by Staunton of being part of the alleged compensation delay. As the story continues to develop, it raises significant questions regarding the government's handling of the scandal, the conduct of its officials, and the impact on those awaiting compensation. We will keep following this issue closely, bringing you the latest updates and insights into this unfolding saga. In a significant development within the media and retail sectors, Walmart has solidified its position by acquiring Vizio for an impressive $2.3 billion as part of a strategic initiative to bolster its media and advertising capabilities. The acquisition, which encompasses Vizio's advanced ad and data business, indicates a deliberate shift by Walmart to not only enhance its technological offerings, but also to make a substantial entry into the advertising domain, especially through the exploitation of free ad-supported content on the Vizio TV platform. This move diverges from focusing merely on TV sales, envisioning instead an expansion of Walmart's in-store brand offerings by capitalizing on Vizio's expansive advertising network. It signifies a broader strategy by Walmart to merge its retail prowess with cutting-edge technology, aiming at creating a more cohesive and engaging shopping and advertising experience for its customers. The inclusion of Vizio into Walmart's portfolio represents a considerable leap towards enlarging its advertising business, eyeing new revenue channels through Vizio's substantial TV user base. This acquisition not only marks Walmart's venture into new territories, but also reflects the changing dynamics between the retail and technology industries. With a clear focus on leveraging technology to enhance advertising effectiveness and reach. As developments continue to emerge, we'll keep a close watch on how Walmart's ambitious move plays out, particularly regarding its impact on consumers and the broader advertising landscape. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and don't forget to catch our next weekly business episode for more insightful discussions.